if you ask the Holy Spirit to try to show you what was he putting into Luke's mind as he gathered these sayings of Jesus and put them in this order, it's quite amazing, isn't it? First, this warning about hypocrisy, and then this warning about don't think anything's hidden. It's all known. It's known right now to my Father. It's known. It'll be known everywhere. So don't fool yourselves, huh? And then, don't be afraid of those who can kill the body. Be afraid of the one who, after killing the body, could send you to Gehenna. That's a very powerful warning. Get your objects of your love and your joy and your fear and your correct. And then, all this encouragement. Are not five sparrows sold for two small coins? Yet not one of them has escaped the notice of God. Even the hairs of your head have been counted. God knows everything about you. Do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Now, if you just heard it, but you know, what would you do with a text like that? Suppose you were reading in your own home and you read that. What would you do? What would you say? What's the governing principle, governing teaching, by which Luke can take these various sayings of Jesus and put them like this? What would you say, you see? It's certainly a call to be very serious about our lives. They have consequences. Our lives are not lived in a corner. They're lived in the full manifestation of the sight of God. So there's nothing secret. Secret for a couple of years, something maybe, but there's nothing secret. Therefore, our lives are very serious. On the other side, St. Therese once said, "Oh, I wish God didn't know everything. I'd like to do something for him, and he didn't know it was I who did it. I'd love to do that." See, that's the reaction of a saint about there's nothing secret. There's nothing, you know. Shucks, I'd love to do something for him. He didn't know it was me. Which is a saint's reaction to this, you see. The seriousness of our life. And then, if proclaimed on the housetops and so forth, don't be afraid of the one who can kill the body. And after that, can do no more. Ignatius today, Ignatius of Antioch, he wasn't afraid of that. In fact, he had such an extraordinary grace. He was looking forward to this. Have you ever read his letters? My goodness. There's probably a snippet in the Magnificat. I didn't look this morning. He's writing to the Romans. And he says to them, now look, if you have any love for me, don't try to get me out of this. He knows he's on the way to the Colosseum, to the amphitheater. He knows it. And he's got four soldiers guarding him because he's a prominent man and they don't want him to escape. You know, they want to scare everybody by killing him. And he says, now, if you've got any care at all for me, don't you try to pull any strings to get me out of this. Don't you understand? At last I have a chance to be a disciple. He goes on in his letter, if you all read it, if you get a chance today, there's this around somewhere. When I am there, meaning with God, then I shall be a man. Then I'll be fully human. When I'm with God. And this is a man, he's a mystic, he's a great example, he's a poet, and he's such an example. You know, he says, it's like Paul says, we had it in the reading at the morning prayer, you know. I live now, I don't live now, Christ lives in me. The life I live now in this world, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved him, who loved me, and gave himself up for me. See, that's what's driving Paul, like Ignatius. So Ignatius says, my love has been crucified, and I'm not on fire with the love of earthly things. For my food, I desire the flesh of the Son of David, and for my drink, his blood, which is holy love. For I hear a voice within me saying over and over again, like the sound of many waters, come to the Father, come to the Father, come to the Father. Now, what's so exciting about that? To see the power of God to be with us if we're in trouble. To be with us. You see? So you see, St. Luke, moved by the Holy Spirit, has put these sayings of Jesus so that he'll say two things. Look, your life has eternal consequences. Don't forget that. You think you're cheating on God? You're not. Everything is always totally open before him. But he loves you. If you come to him and repent, it's forgiven. And not only that, he can so work in you that even martyrdom is a joy. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? See? So don't worry. If God's caring for these sparrows, isn't he caring for you? He made you in such a way that you could know him. He didn't make the sparrows that way. But he made you in a way that you could know him. Know him forever. So be serious about your life. Don't be afraid. You're worth more than many sparrows. The Lord says, I've already gone to a lot of trouble for you. I poured out my blood for you. You're not going to get away from me easily. You know, I love you. But you see how it's put in this context of let's just not go through life bumping into things, you know, with music from the radio blaring in our ears, afraid of every latest poll, you know. Come on. You know, we belong to God. And that's the message I think the Lord has for us in this gorgeous text.